guys. Welcome back to Roundtable Rundown. I'm Gideon here with Will, and today we have a very special guest welcoming Rachel Brown from Harvard Westlake's very own field hockey team. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
So Rachel's a center mid for the varsity field hockey team, which just won the championship, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted to talk about today is, as you guys, our listeners, know, you know, we've talked a lot about what it's like to be a student athlete with Anna Koch rule, and you know, Pedro Mora talked a little bit about that. But today we're going to ask a high school athlete, Rachel Brown, who is a very serious athlete and is in the recruiting process. And so she is going to talk about what the recruiting process looks like, especially in field hockey. So Rachel, would you mind just talking about, you know, how early that process starts? Or because, you know, I'm a lacrosse player myself, and so I know what the recruiting process in lacrosse is like. Will can probably speak about it for volleyball. Mm-hmm. But tell us what it's like for a field hockey player.
So field hockey, I think, is actually a little different than most sports, because I think for most sports you go with your team to like a tournament, and there it's coaches who see you. But at field hockey, you go individually to camps. Wow. Which is a little bit scarier, because you need to be able to be like, I know how good I am and I know where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to decide that from a pretty young age.
Right.
To be like, I know I'm going to go to this camp, this camp, this camp. Because you only have like the summer and maybe 1 week in spring break. So from that time alone, you need to be very concise and know exactly what you're going to do.
Wow.
And so from very early age, you're already thinking about colleges and all that.
So how early did this process start for you?
So I started ninth grade is when I really started getting around. Mm-hmm. But I was pretty early, actually. Mm-hmm. But most people, by like sophomore year, you should be out there doing everything.
So are you actually going to the different schools for the tournaments, or are there tournaments all over the country, or how does that part work?
So usually there's like one big tournament. It's always in Pennsylvania. Everything in field is in Pennsylvania.
Right.
It's very annoying. So there's usually one big tournament, and you can get like looks from college coaches there, and that's a good time for your first time. But then from there, you have to go to their individual schools.
The prospect days.
Yeah, the prospect days. And then that's how you actually get like picked.
So during like high school season, do you have any scouts at all, or just is it kind of just like you and your team, and like you just go from there, you know?
No, we have no scouts, at least at our field hockey, because first of all, we're in California, and no one plays field hockey in California.
Same with lacrosse, right?
Boys volleyball. We all have the same issue.
Yeah.
So if you really want to be seen, like I'm sure in Pennsylvania, there's coaches galore, but yeah, and not in California at least.
So you know, with lacrosse, and I don't, Will can speak on volleyball, but the way that I had to go through the recruiting process before I decided to stop pursuing that path was, you spend weekends on weekends traveling to the East Coast to go to these tournaments where there will be coaches lined up on the sidelines. They may have an all-star game that they select you to where it's only coaches there. And you can have college coaches actually coaching you and your team. And to get selected to those, you have to send them highlight reels and your transcripts and your test scores. Did you have to, early on in this process, like, for example, take an SAT or an ACT super early on to get test scores available for those coaches?
Actually, not really.
Interesting.
They generally want you to send your grades along with. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you're going to a tournament, I'm sure it's the same. You send, like, your grades, what your highlights are, and stuff like that. So they'll come out and see your team in one of those big tournaments I was talking about. But actually, they were pretty much more, like, lenient with, like, exact ACT and stuff like that. Like, I remember, actually, when I was, like, in the recruiting process, and I was talking to the coach, and she's like, yeah, it'd be great if we see some test scores. And it was the day before I was going to take my PSAT. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so, you know, like, we'd love to see your PSAT. And I was planning going to the PSAT and just, like, having fun.
Right.
It was my sophomore year. I didn't really care. And I was like, oh, I've got to go buy a PSAT study book right now.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was playing lacrosse, I always had to play a year up for the recruiting edge. Like, I would be a sophomore playing with seniors, or a freshman playing with juniors, or always had to keep that you know, little discrepancy. But I always had to have test scores. So I had to take my first, like, ACT freshman year, I think, because coaches, if I was playing with seniors, for example, they had, I mean, hopefully they'd be recruited by them, but, you know, they had scores to show. And so, you know, in the lacrosse process, at least all the coaches, for example, at an Ivy tournament or a NESCAC tournament, would want to see test scores right away. So, It's interesting to see how that's a little different, wow. You know?
That is interesting.
That's
and
terrifying.
Even so, if you watch like lacrosse highlight reels for high school athletes, the first thing that shows up is it'll say like Gideon Hyman, GPA.
No way.
And then your test scores, and it'll show that's the first thing coaches will see on a highlight reel. So that's a little scary, but that's nice to know that in field hockey, you don't have that same pressure, and it's really, it seems like more about the actual athletic ability and how you play, which is nice.
I took my ACT beginning of this year, which I think is pretty like usual.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've been in this process for longer than that already, which is nice. So
can you talk a little bit about like your kind of the balance of being a student athlete, and I know it varies in difficulty. Obviously, we all know that it's tough to play both a sport and be an athlete. But how, with this whole college recruitment process in mind, how have you dealt with managing schoolwork?
Yeah, because it's kind of weird, especially because most of the like field hockey schools are all on the East Coast.
Right.
So it's so weird trying to find time to call them, because you'll literally be like, I'll call you during lunch, and then you gotta find some empty classroom, and it's super awkward the entire time, because you're like knocking doors being like, so are you using this? I would like to use this.
Right.
So actually, I think it's, now that like I'm further along the process, it's gotten a lot easier. I remember having to stay up like late nights writing those
emails.
I was going to call them dumb emails. I'm sure they're valuable to some people. But yeah, now that it's, well, I know how to kind of navigate it all, it's a lot easier. Because the going for college is like an extra, almost like class you're taking.
Right.
It's just so much time, and it's weirdly a lot of stress. Even though you know it's in the future, it just all feels right now. Mm-hmm. And everyone around you is at different steps, and it all kind of avalanches on.
So, you know, you brought up a really great point. For those of you who are pursuing the recruiting process or curious about it, there's a step in this process everybody gets to where coaches start calling, and or you are allowed to start reaching out to coaches. And I don't know how it works in field hockey, but in lacrosse, I wasn't allowed to reach out to them until, I think it was September 1st, maybe, junior year. And so there's a very fine line. So, for example, in lacrosse, you can reach out to them and say, here are my test scores, transcripts, blah, blah, blah. And the most they can say is, oh, you can come to our summer camp. Mm-hmm. They can't say we're interested. Right, they can't say anything like that. Mm-hmm. But once you get past that deadline, I'm making up September 1st or something like that, they can say, oh, come to our prospect camp. Oh, we're very interested. But Rachel's bringing up a very good point, which is that there comes a point in this process where you have to call the coaches or email them. And it's pretty scary, you know? So, Rachel, what advice would you give to a prospective recruited athlete across any sport about how to maybe deal with that first phone call or first text message or email?
So I remember my first phone call I ever did. I literally like practiced the speech. I was being like, I want to pick up the phone. I'll be like, hi, my name is Rachel Brown. I play field hockey for Harvard Westlake. And then like, so I, because it's, the weird thing is you have to call their office and like, hopefully they'll be there because they can't call you.
Right.
That was so annoying because it's like the weird time change and all that. And sometimes like your coach would email them and be like, be in the office at this time so then you can call. So I literally practiced the speech for like the entire day before, like in front of the mirror and everything. And so then I picked up the phone and I was like, already practicing again. And then the coach called and she's like, hey, Rachel Brown. And I was like, my entire speech is gone. I don't know what to say now.
Right.
So I would really just like not worry about it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple once you start talking to them because they are like regular human beings. So just really calm down. Know that like it's going to be a fine conversation. Mm-hmm. You can almost not mess it up, I would say, unless you said something horribly wrong, but you'll know. So you'll do fine.
Would you say though, you know, during that call, it's almost like a sales pitch? Like, did you feel like you were having like sell yourself? Like, hi, I'm Rachel Brown. These are my scores. This is, you know, I had this many goals last year. And, or at that point, had they already known that much about you already?
What was nice is I already sent them like a lot of emails and I already kind of talked to them the entire way. So from then I could kind of just start to be more of myself, but I would often notice I'd be like, oh yeah, I just came from this honors class to try to make myself seem a little better. Like it's never going to be a natural conversation all the way, because you are still talking to like someone you're slightly afraid of.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, if you can drop fun facts about you, that's great, but don't feel like you need to force it on them.
Right.
They pretty much already know.
Right. Yeah. So I have one last question that kind of ties it all together. So do you think, like, looking back at this whole recruitment process, do you have do you wish you did anything differently? Like, is there anything that sticks out at you that, like, oh man, like, I should have done that, or not really?
I remember in, like, even beginning in eighth grade, I'd, like, sit up at night being like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. This is going to be so scary, mm-hmm. all of this. And actually, I remember talking to a college coach, and she was saying something, and she's like, you can rest now. And I thought that was a really nice thing to say to me, because I was like, wow, I can actually, like, sit down, take a breath. And because I remember when I first started going to all these camps and all that, mm-hmm. I was just like, I just need something.
Right.
Like, I don't care about the school. I just need something.
Right.
And I was very lucky because, like, the schools I did go to, I actually liked, mm-hmm. which was great. But I think it would be really nice if I would give advice to my younger self, is to be like, you are thinking about these schools for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So sit down for a second and be like, do I really like them? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to be that desperate. You can find whatever school.
Right. So, you know, when you would go to a campus, like touring a school for a visit, or, you know, just going for a prospect day, what would you look for at the school? Would you, you know, go on a tour, or how does that whole process work?
So usually at the camps work, I'm sure mm-hmm. it's the same, is you stay there overnight okay. for like, yeah, 2 days, something mm-hmm. like that. And usually what they'll have is they'll like field hockey. And like the third day, they'll be like, we're taking a break. We're doing a mile long walk on the school. And you're like, this is not a great break. I'd much rather sit in my room for a little bit, but that's okay. Then from there, I'd be pretty happy. And like, I actually, one of the number one things mm-hmm. I looked for when I went to camps is if the like college players came back and helped.
Mm. Interesting.
Because I really, really like that. Mm. I'd be like, that was always a check mark in my book.
Because wow. right.
it's just like, you're willing to give back to the school. Mm-hmm. And that kind of shows that you feel like the school did some good to
wow,
you.
That's,
right,
that's
or
really
at least a coach
yeah.
too, right?
Yeah. Huh.
And I think that's cool. Like, I don't know, at least for me, I really enjoyed being able to learn from the coaches and see what their coaching style was like, because it's one thing to like a school, but then if you don't like the coach that coaches at your school, that's a little bit of an issue, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think my other big question would be, how are you balancing your extracurriculars, you know, working with the Chronicle or your podcast, which you have, or, you know, field hockey and your honors classes and your AP classes? And, you know, how do you have time to be Rachel Brown? Do you have time to be Rachel Brown?
I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
I usually am pretty good at being like, this is going to be a fun week. Mm-hmm. I used to have this thing. Actually, I still kind of have this thing. Well, I'm like, Fridays, I'm not doing a single piece of homework. So like, technically, even though today's a Thursday, I'm counting as my Friday. I have not picked up a book or done anything. It's wonderful. I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
So usually then I'm like, this can be my fun time. Mm-hmm. Go crazy or whatever. What's really nice is I really like all my extracurriculars. I really like my like classes, and I really like field hockey, so I don't feel like it's a huge chore every single time I come to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I actually get excited. I'm like, yeah, like, this is so embarrassing. After spring break, I was weirdly excited to come back to school.
What?
I know. It was me alone, but I was like, you know what, I'm really excited for the cafeteria food.
I love that. That's dedication to your life, I guess.
Right.
This is so bad. During spring break, I didn't eat breakfast because I didn't know how to make myself. Like, I just,
oh,
we didn't
gosh.
Have the materials in my house. So I'd be like, I guess I gotta wait till lunch. And I was waking up at 10 anyway, so
yeah.
That's
it was
awesome.
Fine.
Yeah, okay. So I guess, like, bringing it all back, like, what can you give us a little, like, pointers, some previews of what's going to happen next season for Harvard Wesley Field Hockey?
Yeah, let's talk about the season.
Are you excited? You guys won the championship, so
right.
can we expect that again? Or
I don't want to be overconfident. I'm going to say probably yes.
There we go.
I know, guys. I know I'm getting, like, getting a little cocky here. We have a lot of people on our team
mm-hmm.
who are very superstitious, so we're
oh, okay.
We're
okay.
A little
sorry,
wary
I'm
of
I've just jinxed it. If you guys
yeah.
don't,
no.
I apologize in advance.
Here's the thing. Otherwise, I would have gone full head and been like, "Are you kidding me? If we could have won the Olympics, we would have." Right now, we're just excited. We have a really good team.
Like, so would this be the three-peat?
This would be the third one. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, which is really exciting. And first of all, last year was supposed to be a building year. Like, we had a really young class.
Mm-hmm.
We had four seniors last year, and that was it.
Wow.
And now our junior class, or now our senior class, I guess, is huge and so good. And
that's great.
Yeah, a lot of them go out to, like, extra club practices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be great.
So are you still playing club field hockey, or since you're so far in the recruiting process, has that ended for you?
No, you still pretty much have to play club, because that's really the only way you could play in California.
Right.
Yeah. Through club. So that was going to be my other question. You know, now that you're so far into this recruiting process, how has that impacted your school and club field hockey?
It's kind of nicer, actually. So at club, is where generally you go. Mm-hmm. So like high school is like more, you have a lot more people who are just playing for fun. Where club is a lot smaller of a group, because these are the people who want to play field hockey in college, which isn't a lot of people in California. So you really get down to your like bare bones.
Right.
So from there, it's been actually pretty nice, because from there you can talk to other people who know what it's like. Like I'm very lucky, because a lot of the people like I who are older than me are now in college, and they come back and they can be like, how's this I always ask about the cereal there. I don't know why.
Sounds like you're a big breakfast food person.
I just really need to make sure they have breakfast food, because otherwise I'm done for. So yeah, it's club's nice, because generally you can like find a direct link to people who've actually been playing in college.
But, you know, has it, for example, almost changed your mentality going into the school games? Because, for example, on the lacrosse team, our coach a lot of the time is like, I know half of you are trying to play college lacrosse, and I know half of you are trying to stop playing after high school, but we're going to treat this like a collegiate lacrosse team. So would you say that, you know, I know you're a big leader on the team, that is somehow, you know, almost impacts your perspective as a leader, you know, thinking, I'm going to take my field hockey journey to the next level. I'm not done yet. You know what I mean?
I think what's nice is even the players who don't want to play in college are still willing to give 100% every single time they step on the field. Like, they truly care for our team, even if it's just a team, and they're not like, I know what I'm going to do like 30 years from now. It's really nice for them to be like, okay, I'm just really happy to be here. So for me, as someone who wants to play in college, plans to play in college, it's like, I don't really think of every single game as like putting in another hour for the 10,000 hour kind of thing. I just think of it as like playing with this team that I really, really love and really, really want to succeed.
Right.
That's awesome. All right. So I think that's just about wraps it up for us. Thank you so much, Rachel, for coming up and joining us.
And good luck this season. I mean, we're rooting for you to get that three-peat.
Yeah.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's special recruiting episode. We hope to have you guys back next week for some more Roundtable Rundown material. Thank you, Rachel, very much, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.